this get made? Hey, everybody. Welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. We got a lot of things to talk about today. But if you're like kind of like a web designing cool person, listen to the end. I have a proposition that I want to throw out there, see if anyone can do it. All right. Next week's movie is quite a treat. The first time we've ever done a film by this director, Uwe Boll. Now, if you don't know Uwe Boll, he is a director who is really considered one of the worst directors working of all time. When people give him bad reviews, he has challenged them to get into a fist fight in a boxing ring. I don't think any of his movies really make any money, but I think they make a lot. They make a little money everywhere. this movie that we're doing is one that is often recommended by our fans. And I put it on the back burner for a while because I didn't know if I could handle the 2 hours of this film. But it's a little period piece called In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale, starring who? Jason Statham as a character named Farmer. Also starring Ray Liotta as a magician, Burt Reynolds as the king, Lily Sobieski as a kind of magical girl, and the list gets crazier and crazier. Of course, it's medieval, so Ron Perlman is also in it. Take a listen to the trailer.
Krug, savage armed Krug. They killed off our entire scouting party.
Sacrilege. I believe it was Galleon. He has fallen into madness. Your king needs you.
In my world, the king's arm is expected to protect the kingdom, not just the castle.
The king has been poisoned.
Galleon is raising armies. Vast armies.
Those who you fight, we will help you fight them.
A small force might slip through them and solve the problem at its source.
The king called upon you to face death. Tonight we dress our wounds, bury our dead. Tomorrow we gouge evil from its shell.
Now, this movie is available on YouTube in its entirety. There's also a video on YouTube called The Best Parts of In the Name of the King, and that's about 2 minutes. Also worth watching. You can also find it on your Netflix and your iTunes store, wherever you want to watch it. It is 2 hours, and my advice to you is this. I value your time. After you watch one or two fight scenes, just start fast-forwarding them, because you're not going to miss much. If you see the ninjas come in, stop it for that. But besides that, just get your hand on that fast forward button, and I think you'll enjoy the experience more. I actually, when I was pulling clips for the movie, started enjoying the performances a lot more in the second watch. So what am I saying? I'm saying watch this movie twice. That's what I am saying. I'm saying the one of the worst movies we've done, watch it twice. It's bad in so many ways that are different than how you would expect. One being just the semblance of plot is non-existent. But I don't want to get too much into it. We have plenty of time to talk about it with a very special guest next week. But now let's talk about something that is really important. Corrections and omissions. These are things that we may not have talked about on the show, or things that we might have skipped over on the show, and specifically related to From Justin to Kelly, the American Idol movie. Let's see what we got.
Omission.
Okay, first one up from Justin L., a frequent commenter on the Earwolf message board specifically, in our world, and our message boards. He writes, so much of this movie baffles me. The more I think about it, the white rapper douchebag at one point boasts how he doesn't know what it feels like to be turned down. But he's turned down by literally every woman he's approached by the entire movie. Yeah, that is a very good point. But again, that would mean that there would have to have been a script, someone had to have proofread it, and that those characters have arcs. None of those things happen in this movie. Secondly, he points out, how does the BR&J business model work? They just seem to show up to places, declare there's a party, and then collect admission. Did they rent these spaces, build the various stages themselves? I mean, they gave away $1,000, but they don't show how they're making it. So, Justin, those are very good points. A lot of people commented on Kelly Clarkson's wonderful outfits, and someone really pointed out that Kelly looks just like the character of Riku from Final Fantasy X2. That's on the message board. Checked out the picture so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And of course,
correction.
The number one thing that everyone complained about, it was Michelle Pfeiffer in Grease 2. Jason, you're wrong. Michelle Pfeiffer and Adrian Zemed and a whole bunch of other people are in Grease 2. I don't care to know who they are because I'm not going to do that kind of research. So that closes up the corrections and omissions department for this week. Also want to just say thank you to everybody submitting How Did This Get Made artwork. You can check it out on our Facebook page. We're changing our banner regularly. It looks amazing right now. I'm looking at a Batman and Robin one that is superb. Guys, ladies, I have a comic book coming out. Yeah, it comes out this week. It's called Aliens vs. Parker. You can get it digitally. You can get it in your comic book store. It's a four-part miniseries, kind of like Shaun of the Dead meets Aliens. I hope you like it. I like it. It gets better. It starts good, I think. But then the aliens come in. So, you know, a lot of this one, we're getting to know our characters. So definitely check that out on your newsstands this week. Maybe even today, depending on when you listen to it. If you're listening to it months away from now, then it's definitely on your newsstands and you didn't get it. And why are you waiting so long to listen to a mini episode? Okay. As we always do, I love to answer your cues with some sweet A's. Let's get into it. Time for Q&A. Jimmy Ambrose writes, are you the one they call Dr. Feelgood? Well, Jimmy, I'm so glad you asked me that question. No, I am not Dr. Feelgood. We do share some similarities. I also have a 65 Chevy primed in flames. And, you know, I hang out with Jigsaw Jimmy, you know, who runs this gang. I also make you feel all right, but I am not Dr. Feelgood. He actually is building down from me. He packages the candy cane. I am actually a legitimate doctor. Randy Mezuka writes, if stealing is really a sin, does that mean the Hamburglar will go to hell when he dies? Dude, the Hamburglar is going to hell because he's a pedophile. The stealing is just icing on the cake. Adam West, not the Batman Adam West, he writes, what's in my pocket? And I'm going to tell you right now, let me think. Okay, I'm thinking about it. Oh, dude, this is embarrassing. You have a pocket full of pogs. Why are you still playing with pogs, man? It's not cool. People don't do that anymore. Joe Dacey writes, have you ever not done a movie that you wanted to do because you didn't want to make a friend or someone feel hurt? Yes. Alex Hanley writes, has Sleepaway Camp changed your stance on sending kids away to camp? No, it hasn't, but it has changed my stance on taking my female cousin and making her a boy. Mike Carroza writes, do you want the rest of this sandwich? No, man, liverwurst sucks. Get that out of here. Eat your own liverwurst sandwich. James Moore writes, where do you see yourself in 36 years, 4 months, and 4 days from now? What will you be up to, and how long have you been able to see the future? Jason, sorry, James, great question. Let me tell you, in 36 years, 4 months, and 4 days from now, I'll be leading a band of resistance fighters against the robots, but not the robots that we know, against Roombas. Yes, those small little vacuum cleaners will be fighting them off. They've been taking over the world. Apparently, there was a cosmic thing that happened at a Bed Bath & Beyond. They were unleashed upon the populace, and now we must fight them. So I'd be kind of in a meeting at this exact point. How long have I been able to see into the future? I don't know. It was when a gypsy woman touched me when I almost hit her with my car. It's been a real bummer. Todd Jurink writes, I can't stop drooling. Thoughts? Yeah, close your mouth. Sam Yingez writes, if I refuse to participate in daylight savings time, does that up my street cred? Hell yeah, man. some of the toughest dudes ever don't even abide by daylight saving times. Blood, Crips, they never change their watch. Never. Justin M. Litherthand writes, is my hi-hat set up too high? Be honest. Justin, your hi-hat can never be too high. I know drummers perfect an art where they're rigged by cables and they have to be literally pulled 50 feet into the air to hit that hi-hat. If your hi-hat isn't high, you're doing something wrong. Don't be a wimp. Don't make it in your reach. Get it up. Get it up there. It's a sound, okay? That's how Steely Dan did it. That's how you need to do it. Brian Hiscock writes, where can I find the first season of Burning Love? You can find it on E! Every Monday night, and I believe it reruns probably 90 times the rest of the week because the only other thing on E! Is the Kardashians and Giulianna DePondi. Emilio Hernandez is our final question. He goes, can you please finally answer a question I put on here for the mini episode? Emilio, no. All right, that is Q&As. Thank you guys so much for writing in. And now it is time for a nerd question. I want to do something here with this site. I want to be able to create some sort of website document where people can put in their bad movies and we can kind of keep a current tally of them. So say if you wanted to see Congo and somebody else wanted to see Congo on the show, every time you entered it, it would keep like a running tally. Is there any way to do that? Is there any way to build like a database that our fans can see and I can see, and then we can kind of see what is the most popular? On top of that, is there anyone out there that feels like they can really recommend a good bad movie? Not just a bad movie, because there's a difference. If you can, tell me what your criteria is, and we might use you in some way. Because there's a lot of bad movies out there, and we got to kind of pick and choose, you know, which ones we think are the best. But to me, the one thing that I'm really interested in is that person who can build some sort of way that we can keep track of these movies, because there's so many suggestions coming in, and I really want to figure that out. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for all of your amazing artwork. Buy this comic book that I have coming out. Watch Burning Love Season 2, currently online at burninglove.com. You can see June in there every single week. She's so fucking funny in it. She's really, really great. And buy a t-shirt. This is all the plugs. Buy a t-shirt. Buy a lot of things. Go out. Treat yourself right. You deserve it. We will see you next week for In the Name of the King, available on YouTube, Netflix, and at all your digital retailers. Check it out.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.